today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about the benefits of fasting. ولد الهلال المبتغى فالصوم أوشك يبتدي رمضان يا ضيف الورى قد زرتنا في الموعد كنا على جمر الغضا من واله ومفند رمضان يا ضيفا أتى يجلو لنا القلب الصدي. Today, Saturday, the 7th of the month of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 20th of the month of Farvardin, 1401 of the Islamic solar Hijri calendar, and the 9th of April, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment by recitation of chapter Ar-Rahman, verse 6 to 11 from the Holy Quran. We'll listen to it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان
And the heaven he raised and imposed the balance.
ألا تطغوا في الميزان
That you not transgress within the balance.
وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان
And establish weight in justice and do not make deficient the balance.
والأرض وضعها للأنام
And the earth he laid out for the creatures.
فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام.
Therein is fruit and palm trees having sheaths of dates.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The earth, which is mentioned herein as a remarkable divine blessing, is mentioned in other Quranic verses as cradle, serves as a secure and serene abode whose significance may not be normally perceived by most of us, but an earthquake disturbs everything and volcanic eruption may bury a city beneath. Such phenomena indicate that the serene earth is such a great blessing, particularly if we reflect upon what scientists say, considering the velocity of the earth's rotation on its axis and its circling around the sun. The significance of such serenity, despite staggering velocity, it is further clarified that it entails different types of motion.
يا خير أشهر الرحمن فيك أنزل القرآن.
Dear brothers and sisters, we are in the blessed month of Ramadan, the month of Allah. Ramadan is a gift from Allah. Ramadan is the month of forgiveness, the month of countless blessings, the month in which Laylatul Qadr resides and so much more, taking into account all of the attributes associated with the holy month of Ramadan. It is quite simply a gift from Allah. It is a gift that keeps on giving. Ramadan is the month of fasting. During Ramadan, Muslims fast for a month, for the time of the dawn prayer to sunset, and spend most of their time in prayer and meditation. Fasting itself teaches many things. Obedience and dedication for one, as Muslims around the world undertake fasting as commanded by Allah. It also teaches restraint and control, because in the state of fasting, Muslims shun the basic pleasures of life, such as food, water, and so on, and devote themselves purely to worshiping Allah. It is ideal training in showing restraint in order to become good human beings and better Muslims. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The month Ramadan is regarded as the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the divine month. Earlier it has been indicated that the whole universe is the divine creation. However, according to the 8th infallible Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam, who quoted from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the authority of his father, grandfather, and ancestors reaching the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, once the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicated that the month Ramadan is regarded as the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the divine month. In connection with this, the month Rajab is regarded as the month of Velayat, that is the month of befriending Imam Ali alayhi salam and believing in the principle of imamate. And the month Ramadan is regarded as the month of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the month of divinely determined prophethood. So we find that the month Ramadan is regarded as the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, if you look at the month Ramadan from this perspective, we find that the month Rajab is the month of imamate, the month Sha'ban is the month of prophethood, and the month Ramadan is the culmination and the apex of this line, is regarded as the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this month, everybody is expected to be deeply concerned with observing religious piety. And one of the important aspects of this month is that the month of Ramadan, I mean the word Ramadan, is regarded as one of the designations and names of, or one of the various names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, Islamic authorities indicated that if someone observes the month Ramadan, I mean fasts throughout the month Ramadan, however, they haven't reached the spiritual upbringing intended in the month Ramadan to be attended to, they haven't reached the intended perfection. Please note carefully that the month of Ramadan is like, for example, a container which is full of the divine grace. It isn't important to approach this divine grace. What's important is, I mean, reaching and achieving this divine grace and benefiting from it. So throughout the month of Ramadan, everybody is expected to be able to reach the month of Ramadan and to benefit from its abundant spiritual grace.
Ramadan! رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران.
You are with today's special from IRIB English Radio, and now we'll look at time to remember Allah much. Ramadan is a season when Allah is remembered often and prayers are said in abundance. Believers who fast throughout Ramadan pass their nights and days remembering Allah. They remember Allah both with their behavior and actions and with their mouth and tongues, and they rest their hearts and souls. They also open their hands and hearts to their Lord in order to ask both their needs in the world and their expectations about the hereafter. They know that this month is a peaceful month in which wishes are fulfilled, needs are cared for, and expectations are answered. At the same time, they try to carry out different types of remembrance at different times and places. What can we learn more about the month of Ramadan, the blessed month of Ramadan? The month of Ramadan is a blessed month that Allah has provided us. Although it is a month where we can utilize it for good deeds like fasting, charity, and some people claim that good deeds are multiplied in Ramadan. Ramadan is indeed a blessed month. In this blessed month, Allah has commanded us to fast during the month of Ramadan. We should obey Allah and we should fast obediently as Allah commanded us to do so and without any cheating, as cheating is an insolent behavior. The Prophet said that your Lord said every sinful deed can be expiated and the fast is for me, so I will give the reward for it. We should make use of this blessed month that Allah has provided us, and we ask Allah to grant this Ramadan a month where Allah is pleased with us. Amen.
Before going into the ibadah, you need to understand who you're praying to. Before fasting, you need to understand who you're fasting to. What's the purpose of this? In a hadith from Imam al-Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam, he says, "ليست العبادة بكثرة الصلاة والصيام وإنما العبادة بكثرة التفكر في أمر الله." He says, "Ibadah is not the quantity of how much you fast and how much you pray. Allah does not judge you by the quantity of your worship." And then he says, "Innama al-ibadah." No, indeed, ibadah is how much you think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibadah is where you have Allah in your mind, in your life. This is the ibadah. This is the whole purpose of ibadah. Ya ayyuha al-lazina amanu, kutiba alaykum al-siyamu kama kutiba ala al-lazina min qablikum, la'allakum tattaqoon. Allah says in another verse, "O you people who believe, fasting has become obligatory upon you, just as it has become obligatory upon people before you." Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ So that you reach the state of God consciousness.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Keep and remember us too in your prayers and worshiping. Thank you very much and في أمان الله.
ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان، للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن. ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان، للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن. نور في الأفق يلوح، باب الجنة مفتوح، لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان. نور في الأفق يلوح، باب الجنة مفتوح، لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان. ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان، للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن.